今天我要讲但以理书。
Today I'm going to talk about the book of Daniel.
那么但以理书，我来一个问答游戏啊。
Let me have a quiz time.
但以理书是在旧约圣经还是在新约圣经
？Is the book of Daniel in the Old or the New Testament?
Old Testament.
Old Testament.
Okay. 那么但以理书一共有几章
？How many chapters are in the book of Daniel?
12. 12. Okay. 但以理书前面那本书是什么书
？What book comes before the book of Daniel?
哦，你在看圣，你不要看圣经。
Keep your Bibles closed.
Yeah, 你的圣经要盖住。但以理书后面那本书叫做什么书
？What comes after the book of Daniel?
有人知道吗？后面那本书？
何
西亚书，何西亚书。大众有读过但以理书的，请举手。
Who raise your hand if you read the book of Daniel？
大概一半的人哦。
About half.
啊 ，Yeah. 这个是来介绍一下但以理书。
This is a rough introduction of the book of Daniel.
所以但以理书有十二章。
There are 12 chapters in the book of Daniel.
你会发觉到它分得很就是一半是讲到历史。
You will see that half of it talks about history.
那么另外一半呢是讲到预言。
And the other half is prophecy.
所以你看到但以理书前面的六章是讲到过去的历史。
So in chapters 1 to 6, it talks about past history.
比如说第一章就是但以理书的引言跟背景。
For instance, chapter 1 is an introduction and the setting of the book of Daniel.
就讲到这个以色列的子民被掳到巴比伦王国去。
And it's how the people of Israel was taken captive to Babylon.
那么在这么多的以色列子民当中，就谈到但以理跟他三位朋友。
And among all the Israeli exiles, it specifically talks about Daniel and his three friends.
所以但以理跟他三位朋友都是很年轻的。
Daniel and his three friends were all young.
所以基本上第一章就是讲到。这些以色列子民被掳到巴比伦那个地方去。
So chapter 1 talks about the exile of many of the Israelites.
然后在第二章的时候讲到这个尼布甲尼撒王就是巴比伦王做了一个梦。
And in the second chapter it talks about King Nebuchadnezzar who is the king of Babylon. He had a dream.
然后到第三章到第六章的时候还是继续讲那些历史的事情。
And chapter 3 to 6 continues to talk about the history.
就讲到但以理跟他三位朋友在一个巴比伦王国里面怎样侍奉这位王。
It talks about how Daniel and his three friends in Babylon served the king.
那么后面七章到十二章基本上就是讲到这个圣经的预言。
And from chapter 7 to 12, it talks about the Bible prophecy.
但当然后面那七章都有提到一些历史的事情。
And the latter six chapters also talk about some of the history.
但是不是很多只是讲到一点点。
It's not a whole lot, it only touches on some of the history.
大部分都是提到将来要发生的事情。
Most of the things is what's going to happen later.
但是当然在前面那部分历史的记载特别是在第二章里面也有讲到这个将来要发生的事情。
But even among the historical part in chapter 2, it also talks about what will happen in the future.
但是大部分都是历史的记载。
But most of it is historical narrative.
所以从整本但以理书来看。
So from the whole book of Daniel.
我们会看到这个这个就是历史的记载还有将来要发生的事情。
We can see the historical record and what will happen in the future.
比如说这个但以理书就是在巴比伦王国开始的时候所写的。
For instance, the book of Daniel was written during the time of Babylonian kingdom.
我们看到巴比伦王国就是在公元前605年到39年的时候，那个时候就是巴比伦王国。
And we see that the Babylonian kingdom was from 605 BC to 539 BC.
那么过后跟着下来就是波斯王国。
And after that was the Persian kingdom.
然后接续下来就是希腊王国。
Followed by the Greek Empire.
那么跟下来就是罗马帝国。
And the Roman Empire.
那么当然我们有上次我也跟大家分享这个关于是欧洲的联盟。
And last time I mentioned the European Union.
这些预言都是在但以理书里面。
All these prophecies are in the book of Daniel.
那么但以理书也提到大灾难的事情。
The book of Daniel also talks about the tribulation.
同时也提到主耶稣基督再来的事情。
And the second coming of Christ.
所以在但以理书里面的记载，从历史的记载，还有记载将来要发生的事情。
So, the book of Daniel talks about his history and also prophecy.
那么圣经称这段时间为外邦人的时间。
And the Bible considers this time as a time of Gentiles.
圣经也讲到外邦人的时间结束的时候，就是在主耶稣基督再来的时候。
And the Bible also talks about that the end of the time of Gentiles is when Christ comes again.
Yeah, 这个图片你们曾经看过。
You've seen this picture before.
就是讲到末世的事情。
Talk about end times.
讲到这个背题基督再来，还有白色大宝座的审判。
About the rapture and the coming judgment.
所以你们看到我们是活在这个教会的时期里面。
And you can see that we're living in the church age.
如果根据圣经的预言来看，我们很靠近主耶稣基督要再来的时候。
And we're close to the rapture.
那么但以理书的主题
And the theme of the book of Daniel.
它的主题就是神掌权一切。
It's that God is sovereign over all.
所以主要的经文在这里我列了第四章第十七节，五章二十一节。
And the main text I listed here is chapter 4 verse 17 and chapter 5 verse 21.
但是我要弟兄姐妹打开圣经但以理书第二章第二十节到二十三节。
But I'd like you to turn your Bible to Daniel chapter 2 verse 23.
但以理书第二章第二十节到二十三节，但以理说：“神的名是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属乎他。他改变时间日期，废王立王，将智慧赐予智慧人，将知识赐予聪明人。他显明深奥隐秘的事。”知道暗中所有的，光明也与他同居。我列祖的神啊，我感谢你，赞美你，因你将智慧才能赐给我，允准我们所求的，把王的事给我们指明。
Daniel chapter 2 verses 20 to 23 and said,Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are His. He changes time and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with Him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power.You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the kings.
那么你看到下面那边讲到基督的插图。
And if you look at the illustration of Christ,
你会发觉到旧约圣经但以理书老早就讲到耶稣了。
And you realize that in the book of Daniel, it already mentions Christ.
但以理书里面有三个地方提到耶稣。
There are three places that mentions Christ in the book of Daniel.
比如说在第二章34节到35节讲的石头。
For instance, in chapter 2, verses 34 to 35, the rock that was mentioned.
那个石头是讲耶稣。
The rock refers to Christ.
就好像刚才我们唱那首诗歌，诗歌 is my rock.
Just like the song that we sang earlier, that he is my rock.
我的磐石。
He's my rock.
所以在圣经里面，特别旧约圣经讲到磐石的时候，是指这位神。
So in the Old Testament, when it mentions the rock, it's talking about Christ.
也是指耶稣基督。
It's about God and about Christ.
那么在第七章第十三节到十四节，讲到一个人子。
In chapter 7, verses 13 to 14, it talks about the Son of Man.
那个人子就是耶稣基督。
The Son of Man is Jesus Christ.
然后我们到第九章25节到26节，讲到那个受膏者。
And in chapter 9, verses 25 to 26, it talks about the Messiah cut off.
那边是指耶稣基督的受难。
And that's referring to the suffering of Christ.
也就是讲到耶稣基督被钉十字架的事情。
And it's mentioning about when Jesus was nailed to the cross.
所以你发觉到但以理书在公元前536年被写。
And you see that the book of Daniel was written in 536 BC.
但是那个时候已经讲到耶稣基督的事情。
And also already mentioned about Jesus Christ.
已经讲到耶稣基督的受难。
Already talked about his suffering.
讲到耶稣基督要被钉十字架，然后承担世人的罪。
That he would be nailed to the cross to take up the sins of the world.
来把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
And to save us from sin.
直到我们得到这个永恒的生命。
So that we would have eternal life.
所以我们谈到这个但以理书的时候。
So when we mention about the book of Daniel.
我们就很快的想到这个狮子坑中的那个故事。
We often think about the lion's den.
因为但以理他比其他的熊掌或者种族来得很优秀。
Because he was better than all the other commissioners and satraps.
所以就被王看上。
So the king valued him.
但是而使到这些总长和总督的嫉妒。
But it caused jealousies among the other commissioners and satraps.
所以他们就在王的面前设法来陷害这个但以理。
So they thought about a way to do harm to Daniel.
所以就把这个但以理扔在那个狮子坑里面。
And then Daniel ended up being thrown into the lion's den.
所以除了这个狮子坑的故事。
But besides the story of the Daniel in the lion's den.
另外一个很特殊的故事就是讲到但以理解释在墙上所写的字。
Another unique event is how Daniel interpreted the words that was written on the wall.
那么有一天，这个波沙沙王在他摆设的宴会当中，突然间看到墙上有个手在那边写字。
And one day Belshazzar saw a hand that wrote some words on the wall.
那么当时王感觉到非常的害怕。
And the king was greatly feared.
那么他不明白到底这个手在墙上写的字到底是什么意思。
He did not understand what was written on the wall.
所以他就把所有的知识都招来。
So he called all the wise men to him.
来为他解释这个墙上所写的字。
To explain and interpret the words that are written on the wall.
但是这些知识都没有办法告诉王墙上所写的字到底是什么意思。
But none of the wise men could give the interpretation of the words written on the wall.
只有但以理能够把字的含义告诉王。
Only Daniel was able to interpret it.
那么但以理书里面还有一个比较特殊的一个故事。
And another very unique story from the book of Daniel.
那么就是谈到但以理书但以理三个朋友被扔在这个火窑里面。
And it's about Daniel's three friends who were thrown into the furnace.
因为但以理这三个朋友拒绝在这个尼布甲尼撒王的面前他所建造那个金像的面前下拜。
Because the three friends refused to bow down to the golden image that was established by King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以他们都被扔在这个火窑里面。
So they were tossed into the furnace.
这些故事在但以理书里面都显得很特殊。
All these stories were very unique stories in the book of Daniel.
儿童主日学的孩子们都听过这些故事。
Children in the children's Sunday school always hear about these stories.
可能有些人的理解对但以理书的理解就这几个故事吧。
So for some people, perhaps all their understanding of the book of Daniel only involved these few stories.
其实我本身有一阵子就是属于这一类人。
And I was among that group for a while.
每次提到但以理书的时候，我就想到这几个故事。
And whenever we talk about the book of Daniel, I just think about these stories.
但是当我理解但以理书之后
，But when I understood the book of Daniel,
但以理书就成为我圣经中最喜爱的一本书。
The book of Daniel became one of my favorite books in Scripture.
我发觉到但以理书不只是记载这些历史过去的事情。
I realized that the book of Daniel didn't record just the historical narrative.
也谈到将来要发生的事情。
But it also talks about the future events.
所以它不只是一本历史书。
So it's not just a historical book.
也是一本预言书。
But it's also a book of prophecy.
当然从我们的角度来看但以理书是一本历史书，并且是一本预言书。
And from our perspective, it's history and prophecy.
但是从但以理时代的人来看的话
，But from the people during the time of the book of Daniel,
却是一本预言书。
It's a book of prophecy.
因为当时那些事情都还没有发生。
Because at that time, many of the things have not happened.
那么根据很多圣经学者，他们说但以理书是在公元前536年所写的。
And according to many Bible scholars, the consensus is that the book of Daniel was written in B.C. 536.
我刚才我讲对于但以理时代的人来讲的话，很多事情都还没有发生。
And so for people at the time of Daniel, many of the events that were prophesied has not yet happened.
但是对于我们来讲的话
，But from our perspective,
大部分的事情都已经发生了。
Majority of the prophecies has already been fulfilled.
比如说巴比伦王国在历史已经过去了。
For instance, the Babylonian kingdom has already passed away.
然后这个波斯王国在历史里面已经过去了。
Persian kingdom also came and went.
希腊帝国已经过去了。
The Greek empire has passed away.
然后这个古罗马帝国都已经过去了。
And the ancient Roman empire has passed away also.
所以剩下来的还没有发生的事情，就是但以理所讲那些其他的预言。
So there's a few additional prophecies that have not yet been fulfilled.
比如说那个部分欧洲联盟，我们可以看到目前的情况。
So we could see with the situation in Europe, such as European Union.
还有这些大灾难，主耶稣基督带来的事情还没有发生。
And tribulation and the coming of Christ has not yet happened.
那么，因为但以理所讲的预言讲得这么准确。
And because Daniel's prophecy has been so accurate.
那么后来就有人说，嘿，这本书是在公元前180年的时候写的。
So some people decided that it must have been written at 180 BC.
也就是在希腊帝国灭亡之后。
And it must have been written after the Greek Empire had been defeated.
那么就是在罗马帝国还没有兴起之前写成的。
And just before the rise of the Roman Empire, that was written then.
所以他们认为这本但以理书不是但以理所写。
So they insist that the book of Daniel was not written by Daniel.
因为但以理是活在公元前500多年的时候。
Because Daniel lived in 500 plus BC.
他们说是在公元前180年的时候，有一个无名的犹太人所写的。
So some of these scholars insist that it was written by some anonymous Jew in the year 180 BC.
但这种做法并没有成立。
But there's no support for such thing.
那么传统的说法认为但以理书是在公元前536年写的。
The traditional view says that the book of Daniel was written in 536 BC.
而是由这个人叫做但以理所写的。
And it was written by a man named Daniel.
因为在那个时候是有这个人叫做但以理。
Because at that point, there is someone named Daniel.
那么在历史记载里面，但以理是活在这个巴比伦王国的时代。
And history, all the historical records indicate that there was a man named Daniel living at the time of Babylonian kingdom.
他是其中一个被掳到巴比伦王国的一个犹太人。
And he was a Jew among the exiles.
所以当但以理被掳到巴比伦王国的时候。
And when he was taken to Babylon,
他的年纪只不过是15岁左右。
He was roughly 15 years old.
很年轻，15岁。
He was very young, he was only 15.
但是圣经有讲到，当他离开世界的时候，但以理的年纪大概是85岁。
But when he finally died, he was perhaps around 85 years old.
那么但以理大部分的年日都是活在这个巴比伦王国的时代里面。
Most of his life, he lived during the time of the Babylonian kingdom.
这个巴比伦王国当他灭亡之后，但以理还活着。
But Daniel was still around after the fall of Babylon.
当时年纪也蛮长，蛮老。
But he was up there in age.
如果我们看但以理书第六章的话
，If we look at Daniel chapter 6,
我们看到那个时候巴比伦王国已经灭亡。那时候执政的王国是这个波斯王国。
And we see that by then the Persian kingdom, the kingdom of Persia has already taken over.
波斯王也看上这个但以理。
The king of Persia also liked Daniel.
委任他成为这个王国的总长来治理他的王国。
And allowed him to be the person in charge of his kingdom.
所以我们发觉到但以理这个名字不只出现在但以理书里面。
So we see that the name Daniel didn't exist only in the book of Daniel.
如果你看以西结书，你发觉到但以理的名字也出现在以西结书里面。
If you look at the book of Ezekiel, his name also occurs there.
不止在这两本书，那么在新约圣经的时候，在马太福音第24章有提到但以理的名。
And his name also is mentioned in Matthew chapter 24.
所以先知以西结。提到但以理这个人
，The prophet Ezekiel mentions the name Daniel.
因为以西结的时代跟但以理的时代是同一个时代。
Because Ezekiel is a contemporary of Daniel.
也就是证明那个时代在主公元前600年的时候有这个人叫做但以理。
And so showing that around 600 BC that there was a man named Daniel.
所以在新约圣经里面就是马太福音24章主耶稣提到这个主基督要再来的事情。
And Matthew chapter 24, Jesus mentioned about his second coming.
所以在24章15节那边他提到但以理。
So in chapter 24 verse 15 he mentions Daniel.
他说你们看见先知但以理所说的。
So when you see the things that Daniel has written,
那行毁坏可真的站在圣地。
So when you see standing in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation.
所以当主耶稣讲提到这个但以理的时候
，So when Jesus mentions Daniel,
他是引用但以理书九章二十七节，还有十一章三十一节，十二章十一节。
He's using Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, chapter 11 verse 31, and chapter 12 verse 11.
我们知道在主耶稣的时代他们的圣经只有旧约圣经。
And we know that during the time of Christ, they only had the Old Testament.
但是今天我们的圣经是有旧约跟新约。
But today our scripture includes both the Old and the New Testament.
所以当时主耶稣基督的时代他们那些信徒他们用的圣经就是旧约圣经。
So at that time, all the believers of Jesus Christ, during the time of Jesus, only had the Old Testament.
所以耶稣基督提到但以理的时候，他就引用但以理书。
So when Jesus talked about Daniel, he was using the book of Daniel.
所以连我们的主耶稣 也认为就是确定但以理是一个历史人物。
And our Lord Jesus Christ confirmed that Daniel was a historical figure.
而且但以理书是但以理所写的。
And that the book of Daniel was written by Daniel.
但以理书是一本很奇妙的书。
And the book of Daniel is an amazing book.
旧约圣经很大部分的书都是用希伯来文写的。
Most of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew.
但是你发觉到但以理书却是有希伯来文跟亚兰文。
But the book of Daniel was a mixture of Hebrew and Aramaic.
它的文法是属于这个公元前六百年的文法。
The grammar belongs to that of 600 BC.
而不是公元前两百年的那种文法。
Not the grammar of 200 BC.
所以从这点来看，也证明但以理书不是在公元前两百年写的。
So even from this perspective, we see that the book of Daniel was not written in 200 BC.
而是在公元前六百年写的。
It was written around 600 BC.
为什么我要讲这一点？
Why do I want to mention this?
因为这点很重要。
This is very important.
如果但以理书真的是在公元前两百年写的。
If the book of Daniel was truly written in 200 BC.
那么看起来这本书好像很多漏洞，是不是？
And see, then you realize perhaps this book has a lot of holes in it.
但是圣经是神的话语。
But the Bible is God's word.
但以理书也是神的话语。
And the book of Daniel is God's word.
如果是神的话语，应该是他所讲的事情应该是就是要讲将来的事情，应该是没有问题。
And if it's God's word, then its future predictions will be true.
因为神知道将来要发生的事情。
Because God knows what will happen in the future.
所以这些人讲但以理书是在公元前180年所写的。
So for those who insist that the book of Daniel was written in 180 BC,
没有很好的根据。
They do not have any good foundation to rely on.
因为但以理不只是预言这个公元前600年到公元前200年发生的事情。
Because the book of Daniel did not only predict that the event from time of Daniel to 180 BC.
也就是预言到这个巴比伦王国的事情。
Not just about the kingdom of Babylon.
然后谈到这个波斯王国。
And the Persian
希腊帝国。
And Greek Empire.
还有罗马帝国。
And the Roman Empire.
你看到这些历史的记载已经过去了。
You see that these historical kingdoms have already passed away.
但是对于但以理还有当时代的人，这些都是预言。
But for people contemporary to Daniel, all these things are prophecies.
但是这些预言都已经实现。
All these prophecies have been fulfilled.
但是那些人讲但以理书是在公元前180年写的。
But for those who insist that the book of Daniel was written in 180 BC.
那么圣经这个预言关于主耶稣在公元后三十三年上十字架的事情又怎么解释呢？
But then how can they explain the prophecies concerning Jesus going to the cross?
他们又怎样为这点来辩护呢？
How do they argue this point?
因为从我们这个时代来看，主耶稣基督上十字架的事情在但以理书里面已经被应验了。
Because from our perspective, Jesus going to the cross, that particular prophecy has been fulfilled.
所以我要强调这一点，就是但以理书是神的话语。
So I want to emphasize this point that the book of Daniel is God's word.
那么如果是神的话语，就没有差错。
And if it's God's word, there's no errors in it.
神是掌管一切的神。
God is in control of all things.
他知道将来所要发生的事情。
He knows what will happen in the future.
所以让我们存着一种敬畏的心。
So let's come to him with a reverence.
来读这本但以理书。
To read the book of Daniel.
但是我只是讲前面的六章。
But I will only be covering the first six chapters.
我就留下其他七章到十二章到另外的时候才来讲。
I'll save chapters 7 to 12 for a future time.
然后当我讲完六章以后。
And after I go through chapters 1 to 6,
我会讲新约里面三本书。
I will cover three books in the New Testament.
也就是约翰一书、二书跟三书。
First, Second, Third John.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹、你有时间的时候去看约翰一书、二书、三书。
So I hope that if you have time, that you get a chance to cover, to read First, Second, and Third John.
那么下个星期我就讲但以理书第一章。
And next week I will be talking about Daniel chapter 1.
好，让我们同心祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
感谢你把但以理书赐给我们。
Thank you that you have given us the book of Daniel.
感谢主，你把这个圣经的预言告诉我们。
Thank you for giving us a biblical prophecy.
让我们知道将来有所要发生的事情。
That we can know some of the things that will happen in the future.
也感谢主，让我们看到但以理书应验了过去的历史。
And we also thank you for enabling us to see the fulfillment of past prophecies.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将每一位弟兄姐妹、朋友们交在你的手中。
We commit all brothers and sisters and friends into your hands.
让我们借着神的话语来认识你。
We pray that help us to know you through your word.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.